And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of September, 2017. 1776, on this date, the Continental Congress settled on a name for its new nation. They called it the United States of America. 1839, on this date, the Englishman John Herschel took the first glass plate photograph. The Chinese had been experimenting with pinhole cameras as far back as the 5th century B.C., and they also knew that some chemicals changed when exposed to light. They just couldn't quite figure out how to put these two things together, so the image stayed permanent. But it was Herschel who discovered that sodium thiosulfate, or HIPO, could be used as a solvent for silver halide photography. And in September 1839, he took a photograph of his father's 40-foot telescope. It's the earliest remaining photograph on glass. He also came up with the word photography from the Greek word photos for light and graphos for drawing, drawing with light. Herschel had all sorts of other interests, botany and mathematics, law, philosophy, and geology. Charles Darwin admired him so much that Darwin asked to be buried next to Herschel in Westminster Abbey. It was 48 years ago today, 1969, the Official Languages Act came into force in Canada, making French equal to English throughout the country. It was controversial at the time, but a survey 2 years ago showed that 88% of Canadians now supported the idea. It was on this date in 1561, the Colloquy of Poissy opened in France, a dialogue between French Catholics and the Huguenots, the Protestants. The Reformation had reached France by 1540, and the French King Francis I had undertaken persecution of the Huguenots, which was continued by his successor, Henry II. But Henry's widow, Catherine de' Medici, who was the niece of the Pope, tried to bring peace between Catholics and Protestants in France with the Colloquy of Poissy, which ended in disagreement, and so persecution of the Huguenots continued until 1598. Here's a poem for today by Mary Jo Salter, Moon Breath. Dark morning, staying dark longer, another autumn come, and the body one day poorer, yet from restless sleep I wake early now to note how the pale disk of moon caves to its own defeat, cold as yesterday's fish left over in the pan, or miserly as a sliver of dried soap in a dish. Oh, for a sparkling froth of cloud, a little heat from the sun. I shiver at the window where I plant one perfect moon-round breath, as I like to do as a girl against the filthy glass of the yellow school bus laboring up the hill, not thinking what I meant, but passionate, as if I were kissing my own life. Moon Breath, a poem by Mary Jo Salter from The Surveyors, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.